well again.
He's on the road recovery.
Mm-hmm. You say she'll be up again by
just a few more days.
Mm-hmm. Straining it. By the way, you might say that he's sick now. He'll be well again.
Be well again in a few days, shortly.
We'll get the work done. Like I'm saying. If you weren't quite sure just when it would come, it's going to come a little while. You say, well, we'll get the work done.
Work done soon.
Person was sitting in a draft, began to cough. You say, last night he
set in the wind.
Got ill. Well, how would you say that?
Oh, set in the air and got too much night air. Yeah. Took a cold. Mm-hmm.
Any other ways you might say that?
Just exposed too much.
Mm-hmm. If affected his voice,
too much, too.
You might say he was couldn't talk anymore.
Oh, hilarious.
Uh-huh. How would you describe that? He sounds
kind of hoarse.
Uh-huh. What would you call that? I had a little.
A cough.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you get tired.
Kind of sharp for you.
Kind of yawn.
And you say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little.
A little sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Any other way, my son?
About a little sleepy.
Yeah. And he goes to bed and. 6 o'clock off.
Get up.
Mm-hmm. Any other way you want to say that?
Well, say you had to rise sometimes. Get up, had to rise.
Or if you wanted to have somebody get up, how would you do that? A word you might use?
Well, tell them to call you. Mm-hmm. Call you. 6 o'clock.
And say he's still sleeping, better go.
Still sleeping?
Yeah, and you want to...
Oh, wake him up?
So, somebody's ill and they're sitting in bed, and their medicine is sitting by the bedside. You might ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Took your medicine.
Mm-hmm. He might say back to you, well, I some yesterday.
He took some yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I'll some more later.
Take a dose tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. If you can't hear anything, you'd say you're stoned.
Deaf.
If a person's been working hard, they took their wet shirt off, you'd say, and they might say, look how
I... He sweated a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that stuffy sweater would be what?
You sweat.
Mm-hmm. Say, look how I...
Hey, you sweated today.
If it's real hot out, I might have tomorrow. Huh? If you're working outside and it's real hot out, I might tomorrow.
Sweat tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a sore place on your skin, a discharging sore? Might be called what?
It'd be pus. Mm-hmm. I've got pus, I've got corruption. Mm-hmm.
But the sore itself might be called?
Oh, it would be a rising.
Mm-hmm. What you might do to water, you'd call that what? Heat water up, you get it.
Oh, boiled water?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The same thing though, boil and rising?
Oh yeah, boil and rising.
Which is there an older term?
Well, the older one's probably the rising or boil, either one. Some call them boil, some call rising.
Yeah, when that rising opens up, the stuff that comes out of it is
called the corruption or pus.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other names for that?
Well, it's got a core in it. Mm-hmm. People don't have them anymore.
No? Mm-hmm. Who would be likely to use that term?
Well, the older people had rising, so. They'd have a core in there, you take a string and work it back to. It's like kind of a little spin the button string.
Oh, yeah.
Pull them cores up. Hmm. It'd be digging a match stem or something like that, get a shoe puzzle top. And just about that long.
They'd put it right inside?
Yeah, pull the core out and then you get well. I think what it really was staph infections.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
People don't have them anymore. At least they don't see them. But used to in summertime, you had to be real careful not to get them.